William Patterson grew up in the racially segregated North End of Urbana. He proudly claimed he was from the ghetto because he saw talent all around him. One of the cultural movements from the ghettos of New York City found him in central Illinois, as he recounted in a 2017 TED Talk at the U of I.
1979. I remember when hip-hop came to Champaign and actually was in the halls of Urbana Junior High School, and this big kid named Kane Beaumont, this white kid, he had this boombox radio, right? And he comes bumping down the halls, and he got Rapper's Delight on the box.
I said, the hip hop, you don't stop the rocker to the bang, man. Boogie, say up, jump the boogie to the rhythm of the boogie to beat.
Now, I was stunned, not only because the song was on fire, number one, right? Song was hot, right? But the boombox, the technology was banging too, right? I said, I gotta do that. I have to do that.
As a child, Patterson and his friends would run after school to local STEM programs.
We're in sixth and seventh grade. We run up after school, and we want to get to the Plato terminals because there's a math program there. Because of National Science Foundation being part of that, they put that technology in my community, and it made a difference.
But in the 1980s, federal funding for the programs was cut.
I was used to having programs like the Douglas Center Drum Corps happening in my community. I was used to having movies in my park and dreaming about being in the drum corps, watching the movie, playing softball, doing all these things where I saw folks in my community rising beyond our marginalized spaces.
Living in an under-resourced neighborhood left him angry and without direction.
So I started getting equipment any way that I could, but the way I was doing it was the wrong way. So 2 years after I graduated from high school, I went to penitentiary. Went to penitentiary for 2 years, trying to figure out what my ghetto genius meant.
Childhood friend Tracy Parsons says Patterson began turning his life around while behind bars.
And he vowed, being in the jail cell, that he was gonna be a difference maker.
After marrying his high school sweetheart, Lori Gold, Patterson earned degree after degree while raising a growing family. Eventually, a PhD in education policy studies from the University of Illinois. But Parsons said he didn't stop there.
He's the most creative person I know and I've ever met. And so when you talk about work today around STEM and STEAM, AI, artificial intelligence, I mean, he's in the forefront of all of that work and making sure that our community is connected to that work and the importance of the work and trying to hold the university accountable for making sure that these services, supports, programs are in the community.
Through the years, Patterson held leadership positions with the Bruce Nesbitt African American Culture Center, the Urban League, and at the Don Moyer Boys and Girls Club in Champaign, always finding a way to merge his love of technology, media, and community service.
I was at the Housing Authority, he was at the Urban League, so our paths crossed because of a lot of programs.
Sonia Holly is the Director of Human Resources for Student Affairs Administration at the U of I. More than 20 years ago, she worked with Patterson to give a voice to young Black women on local radio.
Welcome back. This is All Girls Radio. Is this Jazzy holding it down?
We started working together on a show called All Girls Radio, which was geared towards middle school, primarily middle school girls. We had a few high school girls, but teens and preteens. And so we were teaching the girls how to do a radio show, how to produce a radio show, how to write, how to do research.
In All Girls Radio, we always bring technology into our show, into the topics of our show. Will you have any technology into your workshop?
Yeah, there's a web design workshop.
Several years ago, Patterson brought a brightly colored rehabilitated school bus to neighborhoods to teach children about careers in STEM, using drones, race cars, and hip-hop. In December of 2021, he explained how the idea was born at an Illinois Public Media News Brews and Beats event.
Hip-Hop Express exists because a vehicle showed up in my neighborhood when I was a kid in Douglas Park by the name of Disco Rat that had a vehicle. And he played in the park and taught us how to DJ. And so we knew that there was a living example of that.
Reverend Willie Comer Jr. witnessed how bringing science to a neighborhood made a difference.
You can hope all day, but if you don't have access to hope,
speak it.
then you just had hope deferred. Yeah. See, for me, hope is last week when I had 30 kids from Edison outside racing RC cars, $200-$300 RC cars racing, and you saw those kids when they won, like they won the championship, the state championship in basketball.
In 2020, Mikhail Smoot was working on remote control cars in a store when he met Dr. Patterson. At the time, he was unsure of what he wanted to do with his life. Smoot now lives in Arizona, working as a cement truck operator, setting foundations for new buildings using remote controls. He told my colleague David Pierce that Dr. Patterson ultimately helped him find his purpose.
I mean, I was helping people, you know, beforehand, but he made me actually want to help the younger generation.
He encouraged all of us to stay encouraged about our community and making a difference and being in the forefront of change.
Parsons says Patterson wanted children who grew up in the neighborhoods like he did to know their value.
As he got his doctorate, he then became Dr. P. So he often talked about Dr. Dre and how he had come up and how he had changed the world so that young folks could know that it could be done.
Dr. William Patterson was 58 years old. Reginald Hardwick, IPM News.